B-Pod Studios.
We used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
We used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Brittany. It's Roy here. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Hi, from the U.S. Census Bureau. I got to ask you some of these questions. I don't got the paperwork on file for you. I don't know if you didn't get it in the mail, but I thought I could call you on the phone and just ask them to you.
Okay, sure.
So the first section, Brittany, is talking about what Americans know about animals. If a sloth were to clap, would it sound sarcastic? Since it would be like it would be a slow clap because they're sloths.
Who did you say you're with?
My name is Mr. Brown, Roy Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. You want my operator number?
No, that's okay.
How do you know that you aren't bulletproof?
Not willing to take that chance.
Do you believe in the afterlife?
That's an inappropriate question.
Well, if you believe in the afterlife, do you think that there's a before life? Because I don't remember anything from being born. In fact, I'm going to be honest with you, Brittany. I don't even remember the day I was born. How do I even know that's true?
Okay. I'm confused.
If your brain makes your heart work and your heart makes your brain work, why are appendixes so complaining and bursting all the time?
Okay, listen. If you've got some serious questions to ask me, I'm happy to answer them, no. But otherwise I don't have time for this.
Okay. Do you think aliens don't want to visit us because they think dinosaurs are still here and they're scary?
Okay, this is ridiculous.
And do you think that COVID-19 happened because a time traveler changed a version of history and it messed everything up?
Oh, I love it. Hey, you brought up something interesting there. Well, first of all, your questions are hilarious and I always love them, but you said, do you remember the day you were born?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you guys, what is your, think about this. You might not have to answer right away. Like, do you have a first memory?
Oh, that's tough.
I do.
I think I do.
How old do you think you are?
Maybe 4.
Oh, see, I think mine's younger.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I had viral pneumonia at a year old, and I have a memory of being in a crib with a tent, the bubble tent over it.
What?
I have a vision of me looking up and playing with, like, the bear that I have now. Like, I specifically remember the bear being in there. My mom said, like,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
My aunt brought me that bear. And I still have it. His name's Dealey, and Dean has him now.
You had volunteer.
You can't remember what happened last week. How do you remember what happened when you were one?
It's called Alzheimer's, Loren. You remember old crap, but nothing recent.
I don't know if that's... Oh, maybe. Okay.
Now, my mom thinks that that's interesting. My dad says that I might have seen a picture of it, and then I remember that. But my mom's like, we don't have pictures of Steven in the hospital. In the crib at 1 year old with viral pneumonia. I remember looking out, though. Does that surprise you?
Yes.
I think people have a first memory. Like, maybe yours is 4.
But maybe with how traumatic that was, you know, it triggers that memory. You know, I remember my dad, we only had one car. And so my dad was a truck driver, and he had to be at work at like 5 o'clock in the morning. So I remember my mom and dad would pick us up out of our bed, me and my sister, when we were sleeping, and put us in the back of the car. Now, of course, they didn't put seatbelts on because this was a different time.
Bounce around and you're fine.
Yeah, and we would just be asleep driving my dad to work at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I had to have been off 3 or 4.
You remember him getting you, picking you up, and putting you in the car?
I'm in the car, and I was asleep.
See?
I would be awake for a moment during the putting in, and then I'd fall back asleep. And then by the time we got back home, we had to get up and start our day for, you know, start our day.
And that's the, like, if you said, hey, what's your first memory, that
something
would be
like
it.
That. Like a, yeah.
What about you, Ren?
I think I was probably about three, and my dad built me, like, this, like, huge playhouse in our backyard, and I think I remember that. I think that's probably my earliest memory.
You have a vision of it, of you being inside of it or playing inside of it? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Nicole, do you have a first memory?
I do, but I think I made it up.
That's interesting.
Like, I don't think that it's true, but, like you were saying, like, I have such vivid... vivid memories of getting stung on the top of the head by a bee and thinking that I was going to die, but I don't think that ever happened.
What, how old do you think you were?
I think like one.
Don't you? Can't you ask your mom?
Yeah, I think she laughs at me.
Oh, that might have happened.
I don't think it did.
I remember being chased after by a blue jay, and the garbage man chased after the blue jay with a garbage can. I was probably, mom thinks I was about 2 or 3 years old when that happened.
Wow.
We were outside walking, watching the garbage man.
I remember my four-year-old preschool graduation.
You gave the speech. I remember it.
I didn't give the speech.
Today, we move into the next phase of our lives. See, and I might remember that three-year-old thing, but then I don't have, like, another true memory until Vinny was born and I was seven.
It's weird how the mind works.
Yeah.
Ones and twos are gone. I don't even know what happened.
If you guys have any recollection of your what you think is your first memory, shoot us a text, 704-570-9595. We'd like to buzz through a couple of these. But we got to get to business next.
Yeah, while we're waiting for your text messages, give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. A call now. Play Can't Be the Rich. She has 117 wins. Looking for you to take her down.
I can't remember the last time you lost, but I can remember being in that tent at 1 year old, Loren. It's amazing. Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.